You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
Juniper Ridge is a tract of old-growth forest on Vancouver Island, once protected as winter range for deer. Now it's in danger of being logged. Island Timberlands is a forestry company based in Nanaimo. They're building a road into the area to prepare it for cutting. The Ancient Forest Alliance wants the province to set up a fund to buy threatened old growth like Juniper Ridge. TJ Watt is a campaigner and photographer with the Ancient Forest Alliance. He joins me by phone from Haida Gwaii. Hello, TJ.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. What makes Juniper Ridge such a unique part of the ecosystem? Tell me a little bit about that area.
Well, Juniper Ridge is an old-growth forest that consists of highly endangered old-growth Douglas fir trees. It's also an extremely sensitive and fragile ecosystem with lots of small reindeer lichens on the ground and has rocky bluffs that are covered with these juniper shrubs that are very fragrant, smell nice, and the soil there is also quite thin. So any logging that would take place there would have a pretty high impact on the surface of the forest there.
And I understand that it's heavily used by deer in the winter.
Yes, it's exactly right. The trees are largely covered with lichens, and you can see where the deer feed on the lichens up to a certain height on the tree. When the snowpack builds up around there and covers most of the vegetation on the forest floor, they actually subsist mostly by feeding on these lichens and sort of the fallen conifer needles. So these areas are hugely important for deer in wintertime, and unfortunately there's very little left of the original forest set aside for the ungulate winter range in the vicinity there.
And is it an area that's used by people also?
Yes, it is. It's a high recreation use area. There's three lakes that surround Juniper Ridge that are popular for fishing, canoeing, kayaking, and a lot of people come up from Port Alberni. It's within about an hour's drive. And it would make a really great hike to go up into Juniper Ridge. You get these sweeping views of the lakes and also the valley leading down into Port Alberni. And the forest there is about 20 hectares in size, so you can see most of it within walking around for about an hour or so.
Now, what happens if an area like this is logged?
Well, for Juniper Ridge, you'd likely not see that forest again for a very long time, mostly because, well, one, the soils are very thin, so it would take a long time for the forest to recover, even if it was given the chance. But typically on the coast now, especially on private lands, the cut rotation is very quick. It can be 30 to 50 years. So no one's waiting 100 years again or so to see the characteristics of old-growth forest develop again and support the many things that they're important for, whether that's ungulate winter range for black-tailed deer or possibly Roosevelt elk, but also for ensuring a stable climate, for their tourism values, for First Nations cultures, for clean water, clean air. Old-growth forests are very important for many, many reasons.
Now, this land was part of a tree farm license, which means that there were certain management considerations that were put on it. When was it taken out of the tree farm license?
In 2004, the BC Liberal government removed 88,000 hectares of, actually it was formerly Weyerhaeuser's forest lands, but they're now owned by Island Timberlands from their tree farm license, and that removed most of the environmental protections. That includes ungulate winter ranges that you would have found on Juniper Ridge, McLaughlin Ridge, Cameron Valley Firebreak, Father Son Lake, many places in the Port Alberni region, as well as the old growth management areas, wildlife habitat areas, visual quality objectives, and the prohibition against turning the land into real estate developments or the restrictions on raw log exports. You lost a lot of the protections that and assurances that TFLs provided when those lands were removed.
What was the rationale for removing the lands from the tree farm license back 9 years ago when they did that?
I guess it was mostly just a gift towards the companies, because originally the rights to the logging rights on public lands were granted to logging companies for free earlier in the past century on the condition that the companies allowed their adjacent private lands to be placed in the TFLs, and that was to in order to control the rate of cut, ensure that the logs went to local mills, ensure there were adequate environmental standards on those private lands. But with the removal of those lands, the companies greatly benefited. They were able to either sell them for real estate development or also log at much quicker rates with much less restrictions. But also they benefited by keeping their rights to log on the public lands. So it was sort of a double gift to the company without much compensation for the public, who is not really benefiting from any of those actions.
So originally the contract was that the company had their own land, but there was a lot more land that they wanted to go into that was Crown land. And then the government said, okay, well, you can have Crown land, but we want to control what you do with your land. Was that the original contract?
Yes, about that, because there wasn't the same restrictions put on the private land. So you get much more mismanagement of the forest, as the companies can basically log as quick as they like to. There is a private managed Forest Lands Act, but the rules are really quite weak. And in fact, our public land logging restrictions are actually also weaker than the United States, just nearby us. So we definitely have a ways to go.
Now, your group is particularly focused on ancient forests. Why is it so important to preserve old-growth forests?
Well, there's quite a few reasons. And first and foremost, with our great issue of facing climate change these days, old-growth forests store 2 to 3 times more carbon per hectare than ensuing second-growth forests. So one of the best things we can do for ensuring a better climate for our future is to leave old-growth forests standing. They're also highly important for BC's multi-billion dollar tourism industry. They've been an integral part of First Nations cultures for thousands of years. They provide great economic opportunities for small towns such as Port Renfrew, who's benefited greatly by people coming to visit the Avatar Grove. And unfortunately, we're quickly running out, at least of the productive lands. On Vancouver Island, 90% of the productive old-growth forests have been logged out of the valley bottoms. So we're left with about 10% of the best of the best classic rainforests. Overall, it's about 25% of the productive old-growth remains across the island. But potentially losing places like Juniper Ridge only chips away at that already small number.
The Ancient Forest Alliance is calling on the province to set up a conservation fund for forests and ecosystems. How would that work?
Well, we're calling on the BC government to create a BC Park Acquisition Fund. Now, this would be a fund of, we're asking for $40 million a year or $400 million over 10 years, which is actually 0.01% of the annual BC budget that would basically be put aside to protect endangered old-growth forests found on private lands. Private lands need to be purchased to be protected, whereas public lands can, the government can enact a new land use order or create a provincial park or conservancy. See old-growth forests protected through that fund, or also areas of higher recreational value. And these are typically close to towns where people are quite connected with the area because they go out there hiking, fishing, or whatnot. And many of the regional districts already have successful park acquisition funds, like the CRD, which has purchased, I believe, close to about 5,000 hectares of land with about $30 million, and that comes from a household levy. So it's been done on the regional level, and the province actually previously had a park acquisition fund, but it was stopped within the last 5 or 10 years or so. So it should be definitely reinstated, and it'd be a win-win for our forests and for local communities.
Have you had any response from the province about your suggestion?
At this point, no, unfortunately. But it really is, it seems like a no-brainer. I mean, people come to BC for many reasons, but especially the wilderness beauty, the old-growth forests, and the places that right near these communities would really benefit from a fund like that.
Now, I understand understand that a conservation group met with Island Timberlands to ask them to stay out of Juniper Ridge or other previously designated conservation lands. What happened at that meeting?
Well, Jane Morden of the Port Alberni Watershed Forest Alliance is in communications with Island Timberlands, but at this point it doesn't appear, or I'm unaware of if they're going to stay out of Juniper Ridge. They've been asked to hold off logging in many of their most contentious areas, which includes Juniper Ridge, south side of Mount Horn, just near Cathedral Grove, the Cameron Valley Firebreak, McLaughlin Ridge, Father and Son Lake, Labor Day Lake. Many of these areas are very important to local people and also for wildlife and conservation values. Until these lands could be purchased or until the province could reinstate the previous protections that they once had. Now, at this point, there's no guarantee that they will, but they have held off logging in a few of those places for the time being. So I think we just need to keep the pressure on and hopefully have a positive outcome.
What's the timeline for Juniper Ridge? I understand that a road is going in there right now. Am I correct?
Yes, that's the information we were given from a Port Alberni resident through images. And I have to get back up there really to see what's happening. It's a small area, 20 hectares in size, really. So if logging did proceed, it would only be probably would take a month before things would finish up there. But my hopes are that the company will see the value in leaving this area standing for the areas that, or the, for the reasons that we've described.
And how could people, if people listening wanted to make their voices heard on that, how could they do that?
Well, you could definitely visit the Ancient Forest Alliance website. We have a letter writing guide on there. You could write a letter to Island Timberlands or also write a letter to the BC government asking them to instate a BC Park Acquisition Fund and also to really take responsibility for getting us in the situation in the first place. Like, these areas were once did have the protections that they needed, but were unfortunately removed. So we're just asking for them to reinstate those previous protections.
Well, it's been good to talk to you this morning, TJ, and I will give people the information about your website and encourage people to go along there and take some of those actions that you mentioned. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
I've been speaking with TJ Watt. He's a campaigner and photographer with the Ancient Forest Alliance. You can find out more about the issue and about logging in old-growth forests like Juniper Ridge on their website, and the website is ancientforestalliance.org.